Sri Juta Parakamanam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Nitam Thang Sarivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Shaitam Krishna Chaitana Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Viramsha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Tasya amunina kshobham Kurvanti ucha padaniyat Yaika paritta gopinam Raho bhunkte chutadharam Tasya amunina kshobham Kurvanti uchhai padaniyat Yaika paritta gopinam Raho bhunkte chutadharam Tashyam Nalakshante padanyatra tashyanunam Trinam kurai Kedyat shujatangritalam Uninye preyasham priyaha Word for word responsibly. Tasha of her Amani these na for us Kshobham agitation Kurvanti create Uchai exceedingly Padani the footprints Yat because ya who eka alone aparitya being taken aside gopinam of all the gopis raha in seclusion bhunkte she enjoys Achyuta of Krishna Adharam the lips Nalakshante are not seen Padani the feet Atra here Tasya her Nunam, certainly, Trina, by the blades of grass, Ankurahai, and the growing sprouts, Kidyat, being caused pain, Shujata, tender, angry, of whose feet? Palam, the soles. Unninye, he has lifted up. Priyashim, his beloved. Priyaha, her dear Krishna. Translation. These footprints of that special gopi greatly disturb us. Of all the gopis, she alone was taken away to a secluded place where she is enjoying the lips of Krishna. Look, we can't see her footprints over here. It's obvious that the grass and sprouts were hurting the tender soles of her feet, and so the lover lifted up his beloved. Text, no purport. Text 31. Imani adhika magnani padani vahato vadum gopya pashyata krishnasya bharakrantasya kamina atra paropita khanta pushpa heto mahatmanah. Translation and purport. Please observe, my dear gopis, how in this place lusty Krishna's footprints are pressed more deeply into the ground, carrying the weight of his beloved. He must have been difficult for him. And over here, that intelligent boy must have put her down to gather some flowers. The word vadum indicates that even though Sri Krishna was not officially married to Radharani, he had in fact made her his bride in the Vrindavan forest. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, gopis use the word kamina here to indicate the following thoughts. We actually love Sri Krishna, but still, he has rejected us. Therefore, his private dealings with Radharani prove that this young prince of Braj has carried her away because of lust. If he were interested in love, he would have accepted us instead of that cowherd girl, Radharani. These thoughts reveal the moods of the gopis who are rivals of Srimati Radharani. Of course, the gopis who are her direct allies were jubilant to see her good fortune. Makam karati vachalam pangum mangadigim chatkravat mahamande sri gurum dinadam. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained, Janmadi ashayata, that Vyasadeva is offering obeisances. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Janmadi ashayata. This Vasudev, the son of Vasudev, that person, Nanda, Nandulal, this Krishna, Gopal, son of Vasudev, he is the source of everything. Vasudev is thus glorifying, opening the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he's paying obeisances to that person, the son of Vasudev. And explaining how he is Bhagawan. He is the reservoir of everything and the possessor, Bhagawan, of all the opulences. So in this way he's paying obeisances to Krishna, and he's also indicating what this book is about. What this book is about, right in the very opening words. So this book is about Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, who is the source of everything. So Prabhupada's explaining there. He's in the purport to the first verse. He's also quoting Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who explains that the second verse goes on to explain Pivata Bhagavatam Rasam. That the Srimad Bhagavatam is, Pivata means drink, Bhagavata Rasam. The mellow of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada explains in the purport, and we're hearing it today very clearly, we're seeing it, that the Srimad Bhagavatam, as is explained in a few chapters later in the first canon, Krishna, Sadam Upagade, he returned to his dham, jnana, dharma, jnana, adi vishaha, along with religion and knowledge. And thus, as the sages who were assembled there in Naimasharanya, they inquired from Suta Goswami that where are religious principles available now that Krishna has departed? And Suta Goswami is explaining that kalo nasta drisham, that the residents of the residents of Kali Yuga who are nasta drisham, who are blind. Puranako aduno dida, they will get light from this Purana, the Srimad Bhagavatam, aduno dita, which is just like the sun having arisen. So, as brilliant as the sun, Prabhupada translates, this Srimad Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun, and those who have lost their vision due to the influence of Kali Yuga will get light from this Purana. So, he's explaining there that Krishna remains in this available to us in the Kali Yuga through the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this rasa, as we are today hearing about, Madhurya rasa, in its full manifestation, can be experienced through the process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. That's called Pibhata Bhagavatam Rasam. Taste the mellow by hearing Bhagavatam. And that is the way we can become Krishna conscious in the Kali Yuga. That is, directly become conscious of Krishna by feeling, by experiencing the rasa of love for Krishna that the residents of Vrindavan are experiencing by hearing about it. Mukham shuka amrita dravya shangyuta. And we're hearing about it through the lips of Sukadev Goswami, who is the representative, authorized. Prabhupada comments that unauthorized people, they cannot discuss, we cannot get the rasa, we cannot get the experience. But Sukadeva Goswami, he's authorized. So by hearing from his lips these descriptions, then we get the experience, we can taste the emotions and the whole experience. So, and then Prabhupada, he's explaining, therefore one has to be a follower of Sukadeva Goswami to discuss Bhagavatam. And Sanatana Goswami warns Sarva Uchista Yadava that Putam Harikatam Ritam, that even though Krishna Katara is, Harikatara is pure, Sarva Uchista Yadavayam, if it's Avaishnava Mukud Ginam, Putam Harikatam, even if it's heard from a non-authorized representative, or not a non-authorized person, then that is like poison. But if it's heard from an authorized representative of Sukadeva Goswami or Sukadeva Goswami himself, then one will get the effect. Pibhatam Bhagavatam Rasam. He will get the experience. Drinking. Tasting. Drinking means tasting. And therefore, the Bhagavatam is likened to the ripe nigama kalpa taror, nigama kalpa taror galitam phalam. It is the nigama is Vedic literature, kalpa Tarur, the desire-fulfilling tree of Vedic literature. Galitam Palam. And this is the ripened fruit. So the interesting aspect of that analogy about a fruit is that so many aspects of the tree are there. Kalpa Tarur, it's a tree. And there's so many things, so many different things are provided for utilization from the tree, the wood, the shade, the herbs, the leaves, so many things, the resins. But the fruit is the thing that you taste. And you can distinguish the nature of the tree by tasting the fruit. This is a mango tree. This is an apple tree. By tasting the fruit. And that's called taste is rasa. So therefore this Bhagavatam is the essence, the rasa. You will get the rasa by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is the highest rasa. And just by hearing we can become rashik. We can become rashik bhaktas, relishes of the rasa. And we don't have to, there's no other process actually, and we don't do anything else. Therefore it's Srinvatam, Swakata Krishna. This is the first process as recommended by Sukadeva Goswami. And later by Prahlad Maharaj, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. This is the first process. And even Mahaprabhu says, of all processes, he says five are the most powerful, and amongst those five, he says, Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan. Bhagavat Shravan. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because it's not just philosophy. Even though it's filled with philosophy, it's not just philosophy. It's also mixed with the premaras. Premaras. Ecstatic love. The taste of ecstatic love for Krishna is in there. Yasmin Prati Shlokam. Abadi avatyapi. In every syllable, in every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam, yasmin, in this prati shlokam, in every syllable, abadi avatyapi, namani anantasya yashon kintani, yat shrinvanti gayanti pinanti sarva. Every syllable of Bhagavatam is so powerful that it can bring about, Tadbad Visharga Janathaga Viplava. It can bring about a Viplava, a revolution in the Tadbad Visharga Janathaga Viplava, in the sinful aga, sinful lives of the people in general. So this is so glorious, this Srimad Bhagavatam, that's why it's Kalo Nasta Drisham, because it's meant for the very beginners. It's meant for the sinful people, because it says Janataga Viplava, it will cause a revolution in the lives of the misdirected sinful civilization. It means it's meant for them. And at the same time, it's meant for the Nirmat Saranam, for the complete Paramahansanam, for the most highly elevated, free from envy, Mahabhagavatas. The same thing. It's meant for them. So this is the wonderful glories of Srimad Bhagavatam that we should be aware of and appreciate and take advantage of Srimad Bhagavatam by closely studying Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of the Bhagavatas, the followers of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This activity, Mahaprabhu says, are five activities, and he says that the Sokala Sharana Shrestha A pancha anga, that these five limbs are the best of all activities. And why are they the best? Because Krishna prema janamaya a panchera alpashanga. Because even if you perform alpashanga, a little bit of contact with any of these five items, alpa, you've all been to Mayapur and taken prasad, at least you must know what that word means. Alpa, alpa, alpa. Give a little. Alpa, alpa, alpa. Right? Alpa shanga, even a little association or a little contact with any of these five activities, Krishna, Prema, Janamaya, will awaken or give birth to love for Krishna in the heart, will awaken in the heart. So that's what we're all about, is the direct process. Therefore, this is called the direct process. Regardless of one's qualifications in terms of birth or body, even piety, all of these things are irrelevant. Anyone can hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And the immediate effect will be this Krishna Prema Janamaya by hearing these discussions. And not that we just have to immediately come and hear about how the gopis were feeling, you know, these transcendental emotions of competitive spirit and this separation from Krishna, and as we were hearing yesterday, unmada, this madness. It's not that we just hear about those activities. But Yashmin Pratishlokam, every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam is equally imbued, equally transcendental and powerful and fully imbued with the Bhagavatam rasam, with the mellows of prema bhakti, of ecstatic love for Krishna. So therefore Prabhupada didn't simply give us 10th canto and these descriptions to discuss amongst ourselves, but he gave us Srimad Bhagavatam from the first canto, first verse. And actually, Prabhupada commented that I put everything into the first canto. Yeah, I put everything. What does that mean? That means all of this is there. Everything is there in Prabhupada's explanation and Prabhupada's. Because actually, as we mentioned, this process of hearing is for the Paramahamsaanam, Niyamat Saranam, completely free from envy, the topmost position. What will we do? We may wonder. What will we do when we return, when that day comes that we return to the spiritual world? We may be wondering, what will we do? Well, this is the answer. This is what we'll be doing. We will be Bhagavatam Rasam. We'll be hearing about and meditating on the activities of Krishna and his pastimes. Katayantashtamam Nityam. It's not just for the conditional existence. Katayantascha mam nityam. They are always discussing me, discussing my pastimes. Tushanti cha, ramanti cha. And on the basis of that discussion about my activities, they enjoy ramanti. They enjoy happiness, and pleasure, tushanti, and satisfaction. This is Mahatmanas. Devim Prakritim Ashritaha, having taken full shelter of Devi Prakriti, spiritual energy. So that's what we can look forward to doing. And the look forward to doing means now we should be preparing. This is why we are here in the Krishna Consciousness Movement. I have opportunities to preach in very poor countries like Bangladesh, and people often ask me. They ask me that, "Oh, you have come from a very rich country, and you had so much opportunity." And usually they say, "Could you help get us a visa to go to Australia?" They say. Australia, you know, it's not the best, really. You should go to America, that's the place for real sense enjoyment. I can give something reasonably good. But they say, you know, we can't understand. You've come from that place where all the, you know, facility is there for sense enjoyment. We see it on the movies, we hear about it, you know, we want to go there, and they can't understand. That you know, you'd taken birth in the right type of body, everything, everything was there, fully adjusted to that environment, and they can't understand how you can, you know, why they want to know why they ask what is missing there, what they say the obhav, what's lacking there. So anyway, we explained that jiva shatatta jigyasa. What is this life for? This is Bhagavad philosophy. Jivasya tatta jigyasa. That the purpose of life is not simply for developing the resources for enjoying the senses. The human form of life. It's meant for the tattva jigyasa. It's meant for the questions about the highest truth. So my response is that we can do it. They say, why you didn't become a lawyer? Why you didn't become an engineer? Why you didn't become a doctor? It would have been so easy for you in such educational facilities available. But we explained that actually, really, the endeavor of our life, or the main business, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, that jivana anicca janahasa. You should understand that this jivan is anitya, is temporary, janaha. So understand this is the essence of tare nana vida vipat var, and understand that the essence of this life is that it's temporary and it's nana vipat, it's full of various varieties of misery. Nama shraya kori jatana tumi takaha apanaka aji. That your work should be, your business should be how to take shelter of the holy name. Nama shrayakuri. You work to take shelter of the name. Jatani tumi. Pakara apanakaj. That is your business. So we quote this verse in reply that our business in the human form of life is not developing the resources for enjoying the senses, but it's for developing a taste for the name. It's for developing a taste for hearing about Krishna's pastimes. Because in the human form of life, you can develop that taste. You see, you know, you may have so many creatures come to your schools and you can give lessons to them for many years. But would you expect any change in their behavior if the dogs and the birds and the snakes were coming to your lessons? Would you expect any change in their behavior? Because they don't have the capacity. They cannot. But the human form, it has the capacity to apply lesson and elevate and develop one's consciousness. That's the special facility of the human form. That you can, we have the ability to develop our consciousness if we want. We can improve our consciousness. So we can develop our taste for hearing about Krishna by practice. And therefore, Vyasadeva has given us 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. No, 18,000, yeah. Why? So that we can nityam bhagavatam sevaya, nityam bhagavata sevaya. We can always, nityam bhagavata sevaya, Prabhupada says sometimes regularly, hear Bhagavatam, and nityam also means always, so that we can always hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Here am I speaking, always hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Unfortunately, I'm not doing. But now we have the chance. You know, we have this human form of life. We can carry ourselves to the association of the Bhagavatas, to the association of the Vaishnavas, and we can place ourselves in their association, and we can simply hear Srimad Bhagavatam if we desire, if we make that decision. We're not fully taking advantage of the opportunity that we have just by this activity alone. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, just by this, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and the prema bhakti will develop in the heart. Love for Krishna will awaken in the heart. Nitya Krishna, Krishna Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Saddha Kabunaya. It's already there in the heart. Saddhu kabunai, it's not to be gotten from somewhere else. Shravanadi, and based on the process of hearing, shravanadi, on the basis of hearing, shuddha chite, one's consciousness becomes pure, karaya udai, and it arises in the heart. That prema arises in the heart. Shravanadi, fundamentally based on the process of hearing about Krishna. So that's it. That's called simple living, high thinking. You just arrange your life, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, as simply as possible. Utilize as much time as possible in hearing about Krishna, in hearing Bhagavatam and Sankirtan, in glorifying Krishna. That's why the Sankirtan process is so suitable, because it's also Bhagavat Shravan. Krishna Kirtan and preaching Krishna consciousness, the same thing. Teaching Krishna consciousness is the same thing. Teaching means also you're hearing. This is our life. It doesn't matter, you know, your designation, your position. This is what it means to be a Vaishnava. An addict, a hearing addict. I mean, this is the process of awakening the Krishna Prema. This is the process of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. It is the process of Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. This has to be the main business of our lives. And that is the highest perfection. That will be continued eternally. So get ready now. And the sooner we develop this appreciation, this realization, the more quickly we become eligible to enter the Vaikuntha realm, the spiritual realm, where these discussions are constantly being relished. Hare Krishna. Any questions on these very nice verses of Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes, Prabhu.
You are the best doctor, can you say? Because you are giving Hari Nam to everybody. You don't have to become a
When they say, we would like to have a visa, I say, well, I can give you a visa, but for a place which is better than Australia.
You are giving visa for the spiritual world.
Yeah, yeah. Here, the visa. No. Taka lagbe na. No cost. You just here, you take the Harinam. Take Srimad Bhagavatam. Take it to your home. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. This will take you. Even now, that's what Bhagavatam Rasa means, that even you don't have to go anywhere. You just now, by hearing. Take advantage, hear. Yes, another question.
How to increase the love for the lotus feet? That's for the lotus feet of Krishna.
Well, so many things we could say, but something comes to mind. We have to increase our love for those who are residing at the lotus feet. Prabhupad is residing at the lotus feet of the Prabhu. Vishnupad, those who are residing at the lotus feet of the Lord. Let's increase our love for them. Follow their instructions. Fulfill their orders. Satisfy them. Because they're residing at the lotus feet of the Lord. Any other responses, Prabhu?
What's the question?
How to increase love for the lotus feet of the Lord.
Yeah,
so first and second cantos, they're Pada Padma. They're called the lotus feet of the Lord, first and second cantos, remember. Questions.
This section of Bhagavatam is considered to be almost untouchable. But you said that all we have to do is hear it. And then we don't want to understand it. So that sort of implies that it's not a very difficult thing to do. So therefore we shouldn't
be
scared or concerned about intimacy.
Yeah. Well, these particular verses, personally speaking, I don't understand. Because the tendency is that, you know, we just tend to view it with our material paradigm. That here when it says that these thoughts of the gopis, that Krishna was carried away by lust. If he were interested in love, he would have accepted us instead of that cowherd girl, Radharani. Mm-hmm. So, it's transcendental. And the danger is, where Prabhupada warned us that don't prematurely consider oneself to be eligible to enter or to participate. Sahajiya, it means easy, and it means that they do these things, they're only interested in these subjects, and they imitate these activities, thinking that but following the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're taking it easy, and Mahaprabhu is saying just hear about these things like this, but it's not that we are anti 10th canto, because this is our wealth, this is what we have that others don't have. The four Vaishnava sampradayas, they don't have this. Only Gaudiya Vaishnavas have this. So we have to understand that this is our special, that this Braja Lila is the special wealth of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. So we have to understand that this is something that we have to see, in great respect and the importance and the significance of this. But at the same time, we don't simply just as we're doing here, we just go, as Prabhupada said, you just go through Bhagavatam and every day. We don't avoid the descriptions of the Lord's creation. We don't avoid descriptions of the different avatars. We hear all of these activities as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis in Vrindavan, and when Mahaprabhu was in Puri, they were doing. And they would equally relish every verse and of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because as it's explained, it is the ripened fruit, so wherever you taste it, it's the same taste. And so it's full of variety, and so these pastimes are here, and we just should hear them and read the purports and discuss them from different angles, and the effect will be there. Tadara, what is the effect? But predominantly speaking, at our level, Kanishtha and Madhyam level, what will the effect will be what? The effect won't be that now I'm seeing Krishna, he's coming to me, and talking to me, that effect won't be there, but generally speaking, the effect will be tada rajas tama bhava tama lobha dayashchaya, that then tada rajas tama bhava, the effects of rajaguna and tamaguna, kama lobha, which are lust and greed, chaita eite and avidam, they become cleared away from the consciousness, stitam sadve, one becomes situated in the mode of goodness, prashiditi, and becomes satisfied. This is the effect of nittam bhagavata sevaya, of regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So that effect will be there for those of us who are affected by Raja and Tama, is that we'll get relieved from the influence of the lower modes, and we will become satisfied. And that effect will be there by hearing these sections. And then as we develop more purity in Krishna consciousness, then the emotions, these things can't be experienced before the completion of the anatta nivritti stage. The experiences of the bhava. This is bhava, emotion, transcendental emotion. So that'll be there when we become more qualified, we'll be experiencing the bhava, gopi bhava. That's what's being described here. We'll be feeling. But now we're feeling rajatama kama lopadayashchaya cheta eta and avidam. We're feeling purification of the influence of raja and tamaguna.
There are those who advocate adherence to the instructions of Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, but avoid his pastimes with the forest of Vrindavan because they're too they challenge the whole social, the whole framework of society. They challenge them.
Yeah.
And if we worship the man who runs off with a lot of women, that just challenges the whole social structure, especially Indian society.
Yeah. So this is how, this is what the Goswamis are giving us. This is our particular, even the other sampradayas, this is the parakiya bhav, the others' wives, others, parakiya, others' daughters, others' wives, swakiya, his own wife, is the parakiya ras, and the other sampradayas, they don't even accept the parakiya pastimes. This is the Gaudiya Vaishnav mood.
Because they are interested.
But there's a few, wait a minute, it's only because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given it. No other reason that we're here. And only Mahaprabhu is giving it. Mahavaranaya, the greatly munificent. He's given the most exalted things to the most putipavan, to the sinful. That's Mahaprabhu's power. Yuga Dharma Pravatana Hoya Anksha Hoite. Any of my incarnations can propagate Yuga Dharma, Hare Krishna chanting. The Yuga Dharma, the process for the age, any incarnation, Ami Bina Nahe Tare, Braja Prema Dite, but only I can give love of God like the residents of Vrindavan, so I'm personally coming. So Mahaprabhu has given it, he's come to give it, so we're just fortunate that we get it. As well as the Yuga Dharma, by chanting Hare Krishna, we get the Braja Prema, like the, this, we get the, all of the, Braja Prema means the Sakya Prema, the Vatsalya Prema, and Madhurya. They're all there in the Braja Prema. Mahaprabhu is giving them all.
One of the qualifications is to hear, that there must be a particular quality of the hearing, because there are those who have heard and then go on and do all silly imitative things. So there must be a quality to the hearing, otherwise, you know, one can.
Yeah, different things on that.
Misinterpret.
Those, I mean, there's different classes, like we could say those that hear and then go on for material activity, let's say that they perhaps stopped hearing, they go for material activity. But then there's those, like you say, that go and to imitate, but I would my response would be that is manda sumanda maataya manda bhago, that in Kali Yuga they're unfortunate, manda bhago, their fortune is bad, they're misfortunate because they're being misled. Seems to be my experience of preaching in these places, where Sahajism is very the predominant thing. It's just because people don't know, they just get misled. Yeah. Manda bhagya, their fortune, their bhagya, their good fortune is, then it's not there.
Or they didn't hear enough.
Or misled. But the thing is that in the last 20 years, Bangladesh, especially the Sahajism, very big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably the main place. And since it's kind of been preaching there, that it has changed a lot. Changed a lot. That they've become now, that they can't do these things previously which they were doing on the basis of being a Vaishnava, transcendental, that, you know, that they could come and live, and many women would be living with them, and they were just, you know, eating anything. And but now they can't do that because of ISKCON's preaching. They're ashamed, and they've become minimized in their influence, greatly minimized. And that's due to the result of ISKCON's preaching, the actual teachings of the Goswamis, which begin. Yeah, of course, that is there. That the Goswamis are there. That Hey Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite Hey Nanda Shuno Kuta, where are Nanda Maharaj, the son of Nanda Maharaj and Radhe. Where are they? The Goswamis are in this same mood. That is their mood. They're wandering around Vrindavan. But that comes after Vacha Vegam, Manasakroda Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udra Pashta Vegam, Etan Vegam, Yo Bishaheta Dhira Sarvam Atimam Pritivim Shashishat. That's the first of Rupa Goswami's teachings. So ISKCON is presenting those teachings of Rupa Goswami as well as the other teachings. So that is therefore getting the full picture rather than just simply, you know, this esoteric subject matter without the preliminary, you know, disregarding, no mention of the preliminary things. It's just all based on exploitative mentality that, you know, to exploit people. That, you know, it's very easy and no regulations, no rules, and you just pay us guru dakshina, and in that way, that's it. And we come around every 6 months and collect the guru dakshina and then go on. And but that has become greatly, that has been reduced greatly because of ISKCON's preaching. Any Rita Prabhu?
In ISKCON, everybody is heard about the time. Chant Hare Krishna, but then they find that they don't become purified. Is it today or just tomorrow? But they find that my passion increases, and so the tendency is to think or to say, "Oh, Chant Hare Krishna, tried that, didn't work."
Sometimes it's like you come to devotional service, you feel like you're actually more passionate than you were before. Because, you know, a patient realizes his disease. But the people who are not in the hospital, they don't even, they're so much in ignorance that they don't even, at least we come to passion. They're so much in ignorance that they're not even passionate. It becomes, you know, because the senses become more purified, that things, sensual pleasure becomes more of an issue sometimes for devotees, because the senses become more purified. It becomes more of a, you know, in some ways, and it becomes an intense thing. So that can become difficult for, but we have to take more shoulder. My experience is that there's no neutral ground in Krishna consciousness. You can't, as they say, rest on your laurels. No, you can't. It's either you take shoulder of Krishna or you take shoulder of Maya. You can't kind of like, now I've done devotional service, now I'll just keep at this level. Then that's, Maya immediately just seeps in straight away. You've got to, it seems like, you know, it's a Krishna wants it, you know, he wants us. We have to always, that feeling of taking shelter and feeling dependence on Krishna, and progressive advancement of Krishna consciousness is what Krishna wants. And if we don't agree that I will continue in my in Krishna consciousness, I will develop, I will continue surrendering, then it's back to Maya immediately. Yeah, gradually. It's not that, you know, that, you've done so much, now Maya will, no, she's just, you know, that's her business. Deviation, Mama Maya, Duradhyaya, Krishna himself says, Duradhyaya, very difficult. It's because, you know, she's just there all the time, just waiting. And so therefore, you know, we're progressive. Has to be, I mean, we just came from Bangkok, like there was Narasimha Maharaj, you know. You know, to see devotees like that, more than 30 years, a sannyasi, he's probably over 55, every day gets up, 3 o'clock, chants, and a more full morning program, and takes some prasadam, goes out on book distribution all day. Comes home at night time, takes prasadam, you know, lies down on the floor. I mean, you know, it's so serious. It's so serious about Krishna consciousness, a fanatic! For 30 years, you know, but actually that's the safest position. I look at him, I think he's the most intelligent man in the safest position to be in. So afraid of Maya. So afraid. But, he, you know, we don't have that same seriousness. And so to get it, we have to become serious like that. It's a big thing. This is, you want to make this your last life, then you've got to be serious. Of course, the key is sadhu sangha. The key, in the beginning, we take the sadhu sangha, and that helps us. Just like here, could you imagine sitting for an hour and alone and contemplating this verse and its whole different aspects of it? No way. 5 minutes, and then you're onto, you know, immediately, you know, like log in, see what's the news today. You know, no interest. But because of the sankirtan, because of the interest, the power, we get to empower it because of the other devotees' association. Then, you know, we get so much strength from that. Then, but you have to keep the association of devotees. Then you become, you know, by default, you become senior. Right? So then you have, you know, they expect from you. So on the, by their association, you have to make advancement. Because they're expecting it, you know. You accept responsibility, and that, you know, once again, by the association. Even in, we may not always get a senior association, but the association from those who are junior to us, that will inspire us. We'll get strength from that, because they're expecting. You know, they're like a family man. You know, he's irresponsible, but then he has children. He becomes responsible because they're dependent on him. So this is the Vaishnava culture, sadhu sangha. We have to live with devotees. Echai goshai kori charana bandhan jaha hoite vignana shavishta apunan thadya da charana sevi bhakti sanivas janame janami hoi e abhilash. Narottam's only desire, thadya da charana sevi bhakti, is to live with those who are serving the Goswamis, life after life. Live with those. That's all he wants. Because everything will be there in that association. Well, in Mayapur, we got to the 9th canto and began the 10th and then went back to the 1st.
Yeah, we should do that here too. I was wondering, why do we do that?
I think either way is okay. I was thinking about that the other day when I saw that you were on it. I think either way is okay. Yasmin Pradi Slokam. Every verse, it's alright. This is alright, and first canto, etc., it's all okay. Because it's nice to go through the whole thing. We should go through the whole thing. And I mean, you know, like, interesting that after Krishna book, this is interesting, after Krishna book, Prabhupada began summary study of 11th canto, and the first lecture is there. Jodhwadi Maharaj was telling us that he has it. Prabhupada was going to make a summary study of 11th canto. And teachings of, you know, Uddhava Gita, etc., etc. So this is very, you know, so after the 10th canon, there's also 11th canon and 12th canon, which is very important.
Yeah.
Very important. So you don't want to skip the 10th canon. You don't need 11th and 12th, so you just go through the whole thing. It's nice. What else can you do? But I think it's nice, and especially if in classes and discussion, then, you know, because we also discuss the supportative philosophy, which may be more relevant to us while we're discussing these topics. I think that's important, as Prabhupada does. Because oftentimes these topics are brought up in earlier chapters also. Like, for example, beginning in the third canto, there is the Uddhava's describing pastimes of Krishna with the gopis and everything there to Maitreya. So Prabhupada there, he talks in the way he discusses those in Krishna book. Prabhupada always talks about, you know, the effect, like as we mentioned those verses, that by this process we'll become cleared of anattas and the influence of the lower modes of material nature. So we have to kind of keep in mind our particular adhika and how this is relevant for us according to our position. Contrast my pocket, I'm